I Am the One Entrepreneur Edition is brought to you by Tri Business School. Get your free 5-part mini course on the 5 critical things you need to build a thriving business. Visit iamtheone.fm/5 to get access.
I am Kristen Shea, and I am the one.
Entrepreneur Edition, a show that explores the journeys of business owners who decided to be the one to make life better for the people they serve. I'm your host, Sonia Thompson, and today's guest is Kristen Shea. Kristen is an independent hair and makeup stylist where she helps her clients look good as they go about their daily lives. She's also a health and wellness consultant where she leads a team of others to help their clients look and feel good from the inside out. We can learn a ton from Kristen's experiences, in particular what she picked up about how to best help her clients and team members be successful. But before we dive into the interview, I want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Tri Business School, which is all about helping you build a thriving business by helping you create the right strategy to grow it and giving you the resources you need to execute your strategy. And to help you with that, I've got a free 5-part mini course for you that uncovers the 5 critical things you need to build a thriving business. After interviewing more than 100 entrepreneurs, including several who've built multi-million dollar businesses, I've been able to whittle down 5 core things that fuel their success. So head on over to iamtheone.fm/5 to get access to your free mini course so you can put these things to work in your business. All right. Let's get to it. Here's Kristen. Hey, Kristen. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
Doing well. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started because you've got kind of a unique experience. So tell me about your business. You are a stylist, but also you are a healthcare and lifestyle consultant. So tell me a little bit about the businesses that you've got running.
Yes, but by trade, I'm a stylist, so I do hair and makeup. And then I started a network marketing company about a year and a half ago now, selling health and wellness products with Arvon. And doing that for me has been awesome together because they kind of coincide. I mean, it's beauty industry in general. So it's health and wellness with nutrition, skincare, makeup, baby products, you know, from the cradle to the grave is what we have products for. And then the same with hair, you know, doing hair and makeup, you're just all beauty industry basically is what I do.
Very cool. All right. So what would you say is the problem that you saw for the people you serve? Because like you said, they're all kind of on one broader spectrum, but what is the specific problem?
Well, I'd say with my hair clients, I specialize in extensions. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of thinning clients and mostly women, you know, that are really insecure about the way their hair looks. You know, as a woman, especially, like our hair especially is like a huge deal for us. So being a woman that's younger too and balding basically, you know, thinning, any of that is like such a big insecurity. So I feel like I solve that problem for them. Like they tell me all the time they don't know what they would do without me because they would never want to have their like natural hair, which is, you know, that's, I feel bad that they feel that way as well. But I love that I can help solve that problem for them by giving them the extensions and showing them how to take care of it and not to lose more hair and just different ways to help, you know, get their hair back. And then with, how I said my industries kind of go together, my jobs. So with Arvon, our protein shakes and different, our nutrition products, they have a lot of biotin in them. Mm-hmm. So it's a hair and nail vitamin that's in it. So with being able to give them that as well to help regrow, you know, you're not going to regrow hair, but you can at least keep what you have strong, like by taking good vitamins and good nutrition products to keep your hair and your nails and skin, all of that goes together. So I think the problem I solve for people is just making them feel better about themselves.
That's
from
important.
The inside out. You know?
That's so inside super out. Important. And I think that a lot of people sort of take that for granted. But
how you feel on the inside impacts a lot of times what you're able to do on the outside. So definitely super needed. What would you say, like, what made you decide that you were going to be the one to help them solve these problems?
Well, how I decided to be a stylist, actually it was funny. A girlfriend of mine, and I've been doing hair, I've had that business for at least probably 10, almost 11 years now. So I've been doing it for a long time, but I was in school going to two different universities at the time doing kinesiology, which is, you know, it's the study of body movement. So another industry that's all health and wellness as well. So I was going to school for that. And, funny enough that, you know, with university, sometimes you can't get the classes you want or can't get in when you're transferring. So I was transferring from one school to another and got a friend of mine. I couldn't get in at the time. Like, it was too full impacted for kines. So a friend of mine was like, you should go to cosmetology school. You always said you wanted to do that. And I saw this school that's right by Cal State. You know, you could just go there while you're waiting to get in, you know, and then have start, you know, just making money doing that way. So it was kind of just supposed to be a side gig for me, basically doing hair. But once I started doing it, I realized how much I loved it. Like, I just love, it's almost like I'm their counselor, people's counselor. They got, you know, get to talk to people, help them with things. Like, they get to come vent to me. But yeah. So once you have a niche for something, I think that's like with any job, you have to enjoy it. Otherwise you don't want to go to work. It's miserable for you. So, for me, that was why I enjoyed doing styles and doing makeup as well. Cause once I started doing weddings and things like that, it's so fun. Like, getting to be there the day of and like getting somebody to, you know, it's supposed to be their big important day, you know, just feel good about themselves. So.
Got it. Now, you, through all this, that you mentioned that when we were talking before we started recording, that your business, your stylist business has been doing really well ever since you started. Like, you really haven't had to do much marketing or advertising.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Is just you got one client and one person told another? How did that sort of unfold for you?
Honestly, I just really got lucky. I was with my marketing company, I had to work a lot harder building, you know, like getting that out there. It's just something that's different. It was totally different for me. That's what I liked. But with hair, it was all word of mouth. I got super lucky because when I was in school, all my friends, they were like, oh, I want to come to your school and get practice. So they would all come in while I was just in school and let me practice on them. Mm-hmm. And they've continued to be my clients. So I have clients that have been with me since I was in school, like doing their hair, and then their moms would come and their sisters would come. So I never really had to go out and market myself. I got really lucky with that. And I'm super thankful for the girl that I interned for right out of school. Mm-hmm. She actually called my school and asked my school for someone's number of somebody that was, they thought would be a good like trainee, basically. So, mm-hmm. And she was an extension specialist, did all different kinds. So my first person that I worked with right out of school was an extension specialist. So I got really lucky with what I was doing. I learned the extensions really quickly. And then she was kind of weaning out of her business as well. So a lot of her clients just started coming to me instead, and she was fine with that. Mm-hmm. And so I just, it was really just word of mouth. People, once they find somebody they like, I joke around, I tell people this story because I thought it was so funny. On the radio, I heard, you know, they'll do a lot of questions, call in and answer contests and stuff on the radio. And they said a lot of relationships are longer with this person than most marriages. And who is the person with? And it's their stylist or their barber. That's why everybody has a long relationship. Find somebody you like and you trust and you're comfortable with, you tell them all about your life and you get your hair done. So it's like, that's what's happened for me. I've had same clients for like 10 years. So it's awesome.
That's awesome. But I think you're selling yourself short a little bit. It wasn't all luck. I think your business, like what you said, it's so built on relationships, and you started with the people who were closest to you in your circle, and it just sort of built and grew from there. So yes.
True. Very true. Thank you.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about your mindset. Like, you mentioned that whenever you started your Arbonne business, you had to work a lot harder because it didn't necessarily unfold quite the way your hair business did. So tell me, and maybe this is something that happened in your hair business or hair and makeup business or with Arbonne, what was the biggest mindset barrier that you felt limited your success, and how did you overcome it?
You know, building with the network marketing, still building with that as much as I can and getting new people all the time. But I think mindset is probably the biggest part about it. And I have to just get over thinking like, I'm not good enough for this. And I think a lot of people think that whenever they start something new, it's like you have to be able to overcome failures. Like the people who are highest in the company, they've heard the most no's, or they've been rejected the most because they've tried the most, you know, or talked to the most people and stuff. So for me, it had to be that they're not saying no to me. Mm-hmm. They're saying no to the product for the time being. They may change their mind later on, you know, and you had to just get over the fear of failure, basically, is what I think is probably a biggest mindset for me is like, don't, you know, and same with hair. Like I have a lot of friends. Several of the girls I went through school with, none of them even continued on doing hair.
Oh, wow.
Like they got into a shop and started working in a shop and were like, oh my gosh, this is too stressful for me. I don't like it. Like worrying about, you know, if I didn't do a good job, do they really like it? Or just all these different things are, oh, I don't think I can do that, what they're asking for. You know, mm-hmm. like, I don't think I can do that hair, their color that they want. Like if you don't try, you'll never know whether you were able to do it or not. So I think for my mindset with hair and with network marketing, like never give up mm-hmm. is basically what I think. And to push forward and not worry about failures. Failures and no's mean that you're working and that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you know, and getting your word out and talking to people about what you're doing. So I guess fear of failure mindset, like don't worry about it. Like, just work.
No, that's definitely a good approach to it. Now, because your businesses are very much relationship based, what do you do to, I guess, continue to cultivate those relationships so that they stay strong and that you're able to keep loyal clients over the long term?
Yeah. Definitely calls and follow-ups are key with anything like that, with hair, with the Arbonne, with health and wellness. So a lot of the people with Arbonne I'm trying to work with, their skincare ones too, you know, people have always struggle with their skin. And mm-hmm. so a lot of it is inside out, internal, and they just don't realize that. So I work with things that's on the inside to on the outside as well. So I'm constantly calling and following up or okay. sending a text or an email or something funny that's like inspirational for them for the day to, you know, just think about this, don't worry about that kind of thing. Right. And a lot of times even stress with people is what's affecting them on the outside. So if I can make them feel good or about, you know, just by sending a text or something. So same with hair, I always follow up with people, call like or text the next day, be like, you know, let me know how you're liking your hair. Or if it's somebody who is new, was a first time client, you know, this is the first time. So if it's something you don't like and we want to adjust, please let me know. Like I won't charge extra for that or anything. I just try to really be good about the follow up with people mm-hmm. and, be genuine. You got to be genuine with people, I feel like, as well. So
it does make a difference, but I think a lot of people take those things, some of those basics for granted.
Yeah.
What would you,
I know with the nutrition too, it's like you'll give people the nutrition products and tell them what they need to do. And we have a Facebook group and there's all these things, but then I'll never hear from them again. And it's like, even if I call them or text them, you know, and I can't take that to heart either. It's like they, you know, maybe want to do it on their own or they're not doing it at all. They got it and then didn't want to do it. You know, some people are like that too. And you just have to, I still try to put, you know, text them or follow up anyways. So.
Right. And not take it personally, as you were mentioning before.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Now, do you have any specific habits that or suite of habits that you would say have helped you be successful? And I imagine as you're building and running two businesses, you know, you've got a lot of things to keep together. So what are the yeah. habits that help you do that?
Trying to get up early, always being somebody who gets up early. Like, I feel like you have to figure out what time of day works best for you. Like for me, I need to get up early. And if I write down the night before things that I need to do the next day and start with things that are at the top of my priority list, like things I need to call or people I need to call and follow up with, or, products that I need to get for my hair business, or products that I need to drop off samples for people to try that are prospects for the health and wellness company as well. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's write down things the night before that I need to do the next day to make sure that I get them. So basically make a checklist. And I think that that's just a great way for any business that you're doing or just life in general. You have things that you need to do the next day. If you want to accomplish them, write them down, check them off. Like I like lists. Lists are good.
For sure. No, but yeah, it does kind of keep everything together. Tell me about a failure that you had and what you learned from it.
I have a good one for this with the Arvon, with the network marketing. Okay. So obviously with network marketing, you're trying to find other people to work the business with you as well. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking for new consultants. And I did have one who she was gung-ho right away. I was like, yeah, I want to do it. She was opening a new gym and she was going to be working at, opening a new gym. So I told her, you should sell nutrition products at your gym to help support, you know, the workouts that they're doing. So, you know, when they go home, they're not just, you know, they're doing your workouts and they're not going home and eating a bag of Oreos or something. Right. So, you know, you should teach them a nutrition plan to go with it. And this will be another way for you to make money along and to help your clients to be better and to have better results with the workouts as well, because nutrition is huge. Anyways, I did all this for her. I would come down to her shop all the time and talk to her about everything, but she was always really busy. And it was like, okay, I got 10 minutes to do this, you know. So she's listening to me, but she was not listening to me. Mm-hmm. And the way that she wanted to do it her way, like how she wanted to. I don't know, like with ours, you placing orders on the computer and having things shipped to you and things like that. But she just, the way that she wanted to do it really wasn't how you're supposed to. Okay. And so I don't know how to explain. Like she would put it in and order it under her to get her discount that she have and then sell it at the retail price at her store. Which with our business, like we want to have good relationships with people and get them discounts as well and things like that. So basically by her ordering it under herself, she wasn't making any commission off of her sales. So at the end of the month, when she's asking me, how come I'm not getting a commission check? And I'm like, because you're not listening. That's what I'm going to say. But for me, and then she just got mad and stopped doing all together and started just ordering products from somebody else, like not even on our team, not even from herself, all that stuff. And so for me, I guess that was a huge failure because it could have been somebody who could have been great for my business.
Right.
And I just took it as, that maybe it has to be my fault because I felt like I needed to make her slow down. Okay. And make her really realize, like make sure that she's listening to me, but is she hearing me?
Okay.
Is really what I feel like a lot with businesses that you're building and you're getting, you know, you gotta be the best leader on your team. And I felt like I needed to make sure that she was really hearing what I was saying and that she was being trained properly. Cause I mean, to me, it was like, I thought I was training her properly, but she obviously wasn't hearing what I was teaching her. So I guess just as a failure would be making sure that you're training people properly and that they're really understanding the outcome or what they need to be doing.
Right. So
people they can slow down and listen and really pay attention to what you're doing. So
have you adjusted your training plans as a result, just to make sure that people fully understand what it is that they're supposed to do?
Yes, absolutely. And like you said about you, we learn by our mistakes and we learn by our failures. It was a tough one for me. And mm-hmm. I hate when people are like mad at me or anything, you know, which is something you have to get over as an entrepreneur. It's like, right. Yes, you want to build good relationships, but you can't please everyone. And you have to be able to say no and not always go out of your way all the time. Otherwise, you're not doing what you need to do all the time because you're scattered all over the place.
Got it.
Like, so me, it was like I needed to know that I needed to kind of hone in on certain things, certain aspects of teaching, and make sure that they're really understanding and ask questions. Because that's like, I feel like I didn't realize that as a leader. Like, I need to, instead of when they ask me a question, I should kind of more respond with another question that they can answer it themselves and figure it out for themselves rather than me just answering it. Because if I'm just always doing it for you, I don't know that you're really learning. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So asking people questions, following up with them, you know, it's like better. So if I had asked her, so how do we make commission?
Right.
You know, things like that. If I had asked her rather than being like, this is how you're going to put it in.
Right.
And does that make sense?
Right.
So I learned for myself that I need to ask my team more questions and get them to respond so that I know for sure they're understanding what I'm training them.
No, that's a really good, it's a really good point, because there's one thing about building a relationship with people, and there's another one about building a relationship where you are a leader of someone else. So like a customer relationship and a relationship where you're trying to teach somebody something so they can do something, reach a common goal, are completely sort of they're similar skills, but they're definitely different. So
Yes, I know with hair, so with extensions, there's a ton of maintenance that they have to do with it. So I sit there and tell them everything. I have it like written out that they need to do. And still some of them come back in with their hair all matted, or all tangled. And I'm like, I told you that if you did this, then this would happen. Like, and they already have thin hair. I'm like, you're gonna lose more hair by doing that, So with that relationship, yes, with hair, it's like you gotta, it's tough love almost sometimes for me with them. Whereas with the network marketing, each of us are, the people on my team, we're in business for ourselves, but we're not in business by ourselves. Like, you have to still be trained. You're still part of a team and all that. And I had to learn as a leader not to be, they're my friends, but not to be a friend, but to be a leader and be a coach. And that took time for me to really like grasp that concept and not be okay, go ahead, that's how you want to do it. It'd be like, no, that's not how you should be doing it. This is, we have a system for success. If you follow the system, you will succeed. But if you try to do your own thing, like, don't reinvent the wheel. People, this Arbonne's been around for 36 years. There are people that have very successful businesses.
So tell me about what has been your proudest moment throughout all your experiences?
Gosh, this moment. So with Arbonne, when I got to the management level that I'm at right now, an area manager. So that was, it was a big deal for me. And I was really proud of that, getting to that level and building that business. But with hair, proudest moments. I don't know. I think I have so. It's so many for me because I have so many clients that, like I said, that are thinning and things like that with the extensions. Just when they call me and tell me how it's just like literally changed their life and the way that they feel about themselves and like their insecurities, and it just makes them feel so much better. So those are all proud moments for me, I think so.
Very good. All right. So knowing everything that you know now, if you had to go back to the beginning of your journey as an entrepreneur, what would you tell yourself? What advice would you give yourself?
Oh, create better habits earlier on. I feel like that is such a, like, we are creatures of habit. So if we already have these bad habits, we have to build as a person before you can build a successful business, I think for sure. So create new habits, read more. I would have read more. I read a lot more now and read different books, and I probably would have done that a lot earlier on. Even with hair, like going to more trainings early on and things like that that I could have gone to. But just creating better habits probably, and mindset habits, like telling myself goals, setting those goals high for myself. And if if you don't achieve them, you can back them down to where, but you're still hitting those goals and giving yourself goals. And yeah, I think like the biggest thing for me would have probably been starting better habits sooner.
Got it. No, those are big ones and things that people probably don't tell you because it's not quite so glamorous, but yeah. All
Yeah, no.
right, so what would you say are your three keys to success?
Three keys to success. Well, just definitely building relationships with people is a huge one for my industry in general. Good habits and just the follow-ups and all of those things. And then like determination, I think that's a huge one. You have to be dedicated and determined when you're an entrepreneur. It's like there's nobody behind you telling you what to do or pushing you to work for that, for your paycheck. You're doing that all on your own. So you have to be a motivated person. So those are all definitely. So I guess three would be like relationships with customers and your team, determination, and then motivation also. Often all of those are really important.
All right. Well, any parting words of wisdom for entrepreneurs who are working hard, trying to make life better for the people they serve?
Don't give up. Don't give up. If you, the only people who don't succeed are the ones that just give up. I feel like you, it may take you longer. It might not be your time right now. It may be your time later to succeed, but don't give up. You just have to keep being persistent and keep trying. So, that's or not even good. Trying, just keep doing,
All right.
And be persistent.
And where can people find you?
So my hair business, I'm in Orange County. So, probably best to email me or anything, but my job is in Orange County. And then Arbonn, you can find me at kristinshea.arbonn.com. That's my website on there. And you can email me as well at kristinshea@yahoo.com for either one of those.
Perfecto. And I'll have all that information in the show notes for everybody. All right. So before I let you go, I do have another question that's really, I love to ask this question last because it kind of gets us in the mind of the entrepreneur without necessarily talking about business stuff. And that's to deliver a line from a movie and explain why you chose that one.
Okay. I thought, I mean, I love movies, so I have lots of them, but I thought that Field of Dreams, that if we build it, they will come. I think that's a great one for entrepreneurs, like if anything. So if you build your business up for yourself, they will come. It's there. So I just thought that was a good one for business-wise. So
absolutely.
If they build it, if you build it, they will come.
Keep building, like you said, and don't give up. Kristin, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for stopping by and sharing some of your experiences with us. It has been super fun.
All right. Thank you so much.
Kristin had so many cool things to share, but there was one thing that stood out to me in particular. And that brings us to today's I Am the One challenge. What do you need to do to properly educate your customers and team members so they are properly equipped to solve the problem you are helping them with? Think about it, and then once you've got your answer, head on over to iamtheone.fm/5 to get access to the free 5-part mini course, The 5 Critical Things You Need to Build a Thriving Business. Until next time, keep working on building your dream business so you can make life better. Somebody's waiting on you. Thanks for listening.